Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. There's a river, river, river. Glory to God, river of miracles flowing. Amen. How many believe that on tonight? How many just receive that on tonight. Amen. That there is a river. There are rivers, amen, of miracles flowing. Amen. We bless the Lord. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We thank God for you, people of God, for joining us. Amen. On this, amen, international holiday, Labor Day. Amen, Jesus, we do pray that you have maintained your safety on today and that you have come. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Don't know if you've eaten a whole lot. Amen. There was a whole lot of grilling going on with everything happening in the earth. Amen. But we just give God thanks for you, for each and every one of you, for coming on out anyhow. Amen. Coming out to this worship experience with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you, each and every one. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for coming out to be with us. Glory to God. We do count it an honor, amen, that you have come. You are our VIP. You're our VIP, each and every one of you. Amen. You're sitting in the VIP section. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. You, you, and you. Amen. Maintaining your place. Glory be to God. Your space here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We just again want to say welcome. Welcome to each of you. We want to welcome all of our international listeners. Amen, Jesus. We always try to make it a point. Amen. To recognize, glory be to God, our international listeners. Glory to God. We can't recognize them all at one time, glory to God, because the list keeps growing and growing and growing. Amen. But we just want to thank on tonight, amen, South Korea, amen, China, Russia, Ukraine, Spain, New Zealand, amen, the Netherlands and Mexico and Madagascar and Denmark. Amen. Those are the ones that we're calling out on tonight. And we want to say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening in. Glory to God. We thank you for listening in here on the Prayer News Network Global. We appreciate you. We realize, amen, that there are time zones. Amen. We realize, glory to God, that, amen, you may not be listening at the same time of the day that we're broadcasting. In. Thank you for being a listener here. Amen, Jesus. We do pray that you are getting all that you can and canning all that you get. Amen. We want to thank God for each of you as well. Amen. That actually download our messages via the station. We thank God for you that you're finding value in our messages and that you're downloading them. Amen, Jesus, and that you are perhaps helping to spread the word. Glory to God. Amen. Get this gospel, amen, gospel throughout the whole world, amen, out to the lost. Amen. Glory to God. Out to the lost, the downtrodden. Glory to God. The sick, amen, the maimed, whatever situation it is, we know that one word from the Lord will change your lives or change our lives forever. Amen. If we could just get that one word of hope from the Lord, amen, if we can just get God to say it concerning us and our situations, people of God, listen, we can hang it up, amen, because it's a done deal. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God for, amen, him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus, he's the head of this line, people of God. Listen, we're just the crew members. He's the head of this ship, amen, and we're going throughout the earth, amen, riding on these radio waves, amen, as far as they will reach, glory to God. And so each one that it reaches, glory to God, we say, amen, a holy, holy greeting unto you. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line and that you can actually get a copy of the broadcast afterwards, and we will certainly give you that information.
that you can get your copy. Amen. We'll give you two numbers at the end. Glory to God for our regular listeners. Amen. This continental U.S. And for those that are listening internationally, you can get a copy as well. Amen. And again, for those of you that are downloading via the radio, we just want to thank God for you for joining that, for helping us to get this gospel out. Amen. Over the whole world. Amen. As far as the Lord would so desire. Amen. So we thank God for you each again. Amen. Jesus, we want to thank God again for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I just thank him on tonight. Amen. For the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. For the infilling, indwelling of the Holy Ghost on tonight. Glory to God. He's our leader. He's our guide. Amen. He's our paraclete. Amen. And we thank God for him. Glory to God. He's real. He's real, people of God. Listen, listen. Glory to God. So many people doubt him. Amen. Glory to God. But I can't live without him. Amen. That is why I love him so, because he's so real to me. Now, see, I'm not going to start singing tonight. Amen. That's a song. Amen, Jesus. And I felt it. Amen. It just dropped right there. Glory to God. But I'm not going to sing it. Amen. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, he's real. He's real, people of God. He is real. Amen. And he's moving in our lives. Amen. And we always pray that God will open our eyes and open our mind and open our heart. Glory to God. And open our ears so that we can hear him, and open our eyes so that we can see him. Amen. He's seeking ways to make himself known unto us. Amen. And he's so real, people of God. Amen. We got to see him in the little things. Amen. See him in the big things. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, people of God, he's just that real. And he wants to make himself known unto each and every one of us. Glory be to God. So we just give him thanks and praise on the day. Amen. For he's real. Again, he's real. We appreciate him. Again, he's the head of this line. Glory to God. He's moving in so many ways to make us to know, glory to God, that he's the one in charge and that we're just following. Glory to God. And listen, we don't have any problems with that. Amen. It's like, okay, Lord, whatever you do, however you do it, amen, to God be the glory. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We want to ask you, people of God, if you will, go ahead and send out a text message or two to let someone know that you're here, and invite them to come and be in this worship experience with us on tonight. So if you would, go ahead and send out that text message. Amen, Jesus. Just invite them to come. All we can do is invite them. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them to come hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Because, again, as we said, one word from the Lord can change our lives forever. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We do bless him again and again and again. Amen. I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, because, people of God, as we know, the anointing flows down. It doesn't flow up. Amen. And you want to have a good covering. Amen. And I tell you, the men and women of God that are, amen, the covering over me, amen, Jesus, glory to God, covering over his people, glory be to God, amen, holy men of God, amen, and we just give God thanks. I thank the Lord, amen, for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, who traveled throughout the whole earth, glory to God, as you've heard us say, stretching tents, amen, going over into the East, into the Middle East, amen, Jesus, educating the people, taking us, amen. I remember I went on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, glory to God, so that we would see, so that we would understand, so that we would know, amen, Jesus, what the will of the Lord is, amen, glory to God, so that word can come alive, amen. Did you know that this word is live? Did you know that the Bible is living? It's living, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Have you ever been reading and the words just come off the page? Or have you ever been reading and it felt like you just fell into the Bible? Glory to God. Felt like you just fell into it. You had an experience. Amen, Jesus. Felt like you just fell over in it. Amen. In that living word. Glory to God. Amen. That word just engraft you. That word just grab you. Amen. Glory to God. And find its place in you. Amen. The precious precious Spirit of the living God. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, you should be having some of those experiences. Amen. When you spend that sweet, precious time with the Lord, amen, Jesus, you can have those experiences. Amen. But you got to take time. You got to pull out of the busyness of life and take time to sit, amen, as the psalmist said, in the garden alone while the dew was still on the roses, early in the morning, glory to God, or late at night. But whatever time you decide to spend with him, make it his time, amen. Set aside his time to be with him so that he can commune with you, amen, Jesus. He can speak to your spirit, glory to God. And then listen, people of God, you can go to the word, to the Bible, amen, and he'll back up what he just said. See, that's what I'm talking about right there, the realness of God, having experiences with the Lord. Amen, Jesus. I'm talking about personal experiences with him, not just going to church, people of God, but it's all about the relationship, coming to the relationship with him where he will begin to manifest himself in ways and manifest himself. Glory to God. He'll speak a word to you perhaps in prayer, and then you'll get out and you'll go somewhere, you're talking to somebody, and then that very word that the Lord spoke to you, he'll come and confirm it, and you'll be like, whoa, wait a minute. Glory to God. Yes, that right there. Amen. We're talking about true experiences with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Or you may hear a word preached in church and you get out, amen, and come back, come home and turn the TV on, and that self-same word, you hear the self-same word, glory to God, that you just heard in church. That's the Lord. He's confirming his word to you. You need to stop. You need to listen and hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. So listen, people of God, we are an outreach ministry. Amen. We're not a church, glory to God, but we are here to get the word out to the people of God, amen, as far as the airwaves are, as far as the Lord will take it, amen, Jesus. We're just trying to deliver the word of the Lord to somebody that somebody will hear, amen, because, again, one word from the Lord will change your life forever, amen. If you believe that, receive that, hold on to that, amen. So we're thanking the Lord tonight, amen, again. Amen. Thanking him for our senior apostle, amen, Jesus, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. And thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for our board of advisors, amen, each and every one of them. We do bless the Lord for them holding such, amen, sacred places in this work to keep this work going forward. Amen, Jesus, because we are not an island. We cannot do it ourselves. Amen. We need each other. I need them. Amen. We need each other. Amen. And by that, we can keep the Lord's work moving forward. Amen, Jesus, because it's his vision. And we thank him for entrusting us with his vision, with his work. Amen. We just, listen, people of God, listen, sometimes we wonder, Lord, how did you choose me? How, you know what I'm saying? It's like, Lord, sometimes you don't feel worthy, amen, that he chose us. But people of God, listen, that's why we keep it in his hand. It's like, this is yours, Lord. We just here to move it forward, amen. So we thank God, amen, for all of our advisors. We thank God all tonight, amen, for all of our leaders that come to the line. Thank God for each and everyone that makes up the body of Christ at large, amen, and that's you, amen. We just want to let you know that you are somebody special in God, amen. If nobody has told you that today, you here today, you are somebody special in God, amen. You're somebody special in God, amen. Glory be to God. Don't let anybody tell you anything otherwise, amen, Jesus. Know that you hand chosen, amen. You're created in his image and in his likeness, amen. And guess what, people of God? He has purpose in you. He has purpose in you, not your purpose now, amen. You know, we be kind of tinker around with that, amen, to know what our purpose is. But we can't know our purpose because our lives are hidden in him. So in order for us to know ourselves, We've got to know God, because our lives are hidden in him. The scripture declares that we are dead. Once we're born again, we're dead, the old man, dead. And the scripture declares that our lives are hid in him. So we need to get to know him so that we can get to know ourselves, because we've taken on a new nature. We're new creatures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Created in him. Hallelujah. In his likeness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are somebody. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight for that. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Amen. Again, for each and every one of you. Amen. We pray, amen, that you're getting your hearts prepared now, because we do want to hear what the Lord has to say from us, to us on tonight. Glory to God. We are so grateful, amen, that, listen, the Lord set this thing up. Amen, that we were able to capture so many of our great, great, great speakers, amen, who are not available at the moment or at the time, but we have captured some awesome, awesome, amen, Jesus. And while we are revamping and revamping and getting ready to, amen, move forward, amen, pull other people in on the broadcast, amen, we thank you for your patience and your diligence to listen, glory to God, to these rebroadcasts, because, listen, I don't know about you, but I'm getting so much out of the Word of God. The Word of God is the bread of life. And guess what, people of God? And the bread never gets stale. Amen. Even in the tabernacle, amen, the priests that ministered on the table of showbread, amen, those were loaves of bread, and they changed them out every single day, so that the bread never got stale. He is the bread of life. Therefore, people of God, the word never gets stale. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord for that. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless him on tonight. Amen. We thank him on tonight. Amen. He's the bread of life. And we have, amen, glory to God, amen, a word, amen, that came forth way back. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God, but it's fresh today. Amen. That's just his word. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Amen. So we would, people of God, that you prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight. Amen. As we prepare for the word on tonight. Glory to God, as we always said, and as the Lord has said in the beginning, amen, to sanctify the line. You wonder why we take the time out, amen, to always do that. Amen. It's because God said it. Amen. He set the order. He set the order for the line, and people of God, we're just following. Amen. So we sanctify the line. Amen. Our hearers, glory to God. Amen. We want to look. We want him to look upon us. Amen. Jesus, look upon us. Glory to God, and sanctify us and cleanse us, so that as the word comes, the seed can fall on good ground. Amen. And I'm telling you today, I've even heard testimonies today, amen, of what the Lord has been doing, amen, in the lives of his people. People of God, the Lord is moving by his spirit. We got to get in the move. Amen. We've been coming to hear this word, glory to God, and this word has been falling on good ground. And listen, things have just begun to sprout up. Things are beginning to happen. Blessings again beginning to unfold and unveil. Glory to God. Why? Because we're in the right place at the right time. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your hearts. Amen. We're going to, amen. I know I've said a lot today. Glory be to God. But tonight, amen, Jesus, we want you to prepare your heart. Glory to God. We're just going to have a, amen, a word of prayer on tonight. Then we're going to turn it over to our speaker. Amen. We're going to be rebroadcasting tonight. But listen, people of God, I just believe there's a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, amen, bring your heart.
The recording has started.
Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because we want the Lord to shine on us. Amen. Glory to God. We want the Lord to shine on us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just this little amen worship song on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Shine on me. Whoa. Shine. on me. Let the light from let it shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Well, shine on me. Let the light from Zion, let it shine. Oh, shine on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let the light shine upon you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Glory to God upon you tonight. Glory to God. Would you open your hearts on tonight? Would you open your mind on tonight? Glory to God. Invite him in. Glory to God. Let's invite him in on tonight. Let's invite, hallelujah, him in. Glory to God, that he will suck with us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. We come on tonight giving you thanks. We come on tonight giving you praise. Glory be to God. Praise unto your name. We come on tonight, glory to God, thanking you another day. We come on tonight, glory to God, thanking you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you for you are the giver of life, and we give you praise on tonight. We give you praise for who you are. We give you praise, glory to God, for all that you've done. We give you praise on tonight, glory be to God, because you yet live, Father, and because you live, we live. And we thank you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for shielding us, oh God, keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you for this call. Glory to God. This call, glory to God, to come into this place at this time. And Father, here we are. Glory to God. Collectively, glory to God, by Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, God, sitting in heavenly places. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for hallowing out this time. Glory to God, in this divine time, we thank you on tonight. We thank you that we'll find ourselves, oh God, here in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. And we thank you tonight. Thank you on tonight, glory to God, for your precious promises unto us. For your promises unto us are yea and amen. And we give you thanks, and we give you glory to God that you saved us, your people, from our sins. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. We thank you all your bullshit. We thank you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking that you will look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us here. Glory to God. Look upon each and every one that's near. Look upon each and every one that's far in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know us name by name. You know the very hairs upon our heads. And we're asking you to look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us on tonight. Oh, God, any sin that we've committed. We're asking you to forgive us this night in the precious name of Jesus. Forgive us of our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to create us as Hosha. Hey, God, hallelujah. Creating us on tonight. Created us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, make us clean. Wash us yet again. In the precious name of Jesus. Wash us by you. blood. You washed us in your blood. Oh, God, we're the blood washed believers on tonight. And Father, we thank you tonight. And should there be any on this line, any on this broadcast, oh, God, that are not yet blood washed, Father, we're asking you the same tonight. We're asking you the same tonight. Save your people, glory to God. Save your people from their sins. In the name of Jesus, Father, pick them up out of obscurity. Pick them up, oh, glory to God. Pollute it in their own blood. But, Father, we say on tonight, extend your hand. Extend your arm. Save your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, pluck them up, oh, God. Pluck them up out of the dunghill. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, set them, oh, God. Set them on a righteous rock. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it today. We're asking you to do it in this hour. Say glory to God. Save your people tonight. Cause your salvation to be great in the earth on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Shatamosha. Hayarabahaya. Oh, glory to God, we thank you tonight. Father, as we're seeking first your kingdom, as we're seeking first your kingdom, Father, you said these things will be added unto us. And we're thanking you on tonight. For you know what we have need of in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to heal tonight. Heal and deliver. Set free on tonight. Set your people free. Glory be to God. Situations and circumstances. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to deliver on tonight. Set your people free in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bind up every confusion tonight. Every spirit of confusion. Every spirit of deception. We bind it up on tonight. And we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, Chanter of Oshaba. Hey, God, cause your liberty tonight. Cause your liberty to rest upon this line. Father, make your people whole on tonight. Make your people Oshaba. Cause your people be whole on tonight. Oh, God, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance on the decree, healing on tonight. We decree divine health on tonight. We decree wholeness on tonight. We decree it so whole, Oshaba. We decree it so on tonight. We thank you tonight. We decree, oh God, that your people are set free. And for this, we give you thanks for this. We give you praise. We thank you, God, for looking upon the altar of the hearts of your people. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for filling on tonight. We thank you for looking upon the altar. Oh God, for the seekers on tonight. Those that are yet seeking for the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Hey God, your spirit. Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to fill your people. Fill your people. Oh, glory to God, with your precious spirit. Fill your people. Oh God, with your precious Holy Ghost on tonight. Father, you did it once, and you're yet doing it in the earth. Fill, oh, glory to God. Fill to the utmost of tonight. Fill, glory to God, and visit your people. Oh God, Yamasa. Oh God, right where they are. Fill tonight. Fill. Glory be to God. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for moving in government. We're thanking you, glory to God, for moving in the homes of your people. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight in every village. We're thanking you on tonight from country to country. Father, for you see what the need is. Oh, God, and you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Thank you tonight. It's according to your spirit. It's according to your spirit that you place within us. And we thank you on tonight. Thank you for your precious Holy Ghost, the power that works within us, oh God. We thank you on tonight, for there is no power except it be of you. And we thank you tonight, glory to God, for the faith that you place within your people. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you, Hayashemosha. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, oh Father, for moving in great measure. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people all over the earth. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you on tonight for handpicking, hand selecting your people. And Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We thank you for what you're doing give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. Glory to God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, glory to God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, God, that the true worshipers would come forth in spirit and in truth. Father, we bless your name tonight. We bless your name. We glorify you. We ask you, oh, God, to have your way on this line tonight. Have your way in the midst of your people. Tabernacle with us, Father. Tabernacle with each and every one of us. Set your spirit. Set right where we are. Glory to God. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds. Glory to God. Speak now. Glory to God. To each and every one of us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for sanctifying our environment right where we are. We thank you for sanctifying. We thank you for sanctifying. We thank you for hallowing out, glory to God, this place that you can come and that you can tabernacle with us. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for your word. Glory to God. We thank you for your word. Glory, God, that shall come forth on tonight. We thank you for your messenger. Glory be to God. We thank you for your messenger on tonight. Father, right where he is, glory to God, we ask even now a special blessing unto him. Father, we're asking that you lay, cause your word to have free course on tonight. Have free course in our hearts. Have free course in our minds. Have free course. Oh, glory to God. Have free course. Oh, glory to God. And we said thank you. We said thank you. We said thank you. Let the word do the work. Let the word do its work. Let your word work in each and every one of us. Bring us to the real of you. Bring us to the real of you. Let nothing be done in strife or in vain glory. Bring us to the real of you. That not for you is our truth on the inward part. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory for what you've done. Oh, God, that's already established. For you established the end before the beginning. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. And we do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. In thy precious name, Jesus. We count it all done. Glory to God. Every name, glory to God, that's in the midst of your people. Every concern, glory to God, that's in the midst, glory to God, of the people now. Father, we thank you for looking upon every petition. Glory to God. We thank you for looking with a pitying eye upon every petition on tonight. We thank you for looking. Hey. Hiya. We thank you for looking right now upon every petition right now. We thank you for moving by your spirit upon every petition right now. Every concern, every desire. Hey, woo, God, we thank you for moving in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and glory to God tonight, we're asking that you would cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall surely be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Yeah, glory be to God. And we forbid backlash now. Oh, God, we forbid backlash of the enemy. Father, cover us in your glory. Shield us and protect us now. Seal us. Yeah, God. In the precious name of Jesus. And we forbid backlash of the enemy. Glory to God. Concerning your people, concerning anything that concerns us, Father. But we committed unto thee and into your care and into your keeping. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. We love you. We glorify you in thy precious name, Jesus. Again, we ask you to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen, somebody. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We bless him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. I love him. I love him. I love him on tonight. Amen. Do your loving, people of God. Do your loving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless him. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory be to God. Haya, haya, yesabo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I bless them on tonight. Glory to God. Do you feel him? Do you feel him moving? Do you feel him moving way down in your soul? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We honor, we glorify him. Amen. We thank God for your patience on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just have to, amen, exalt the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Enter your hearings. Amen. Sometime as the Lord leads. Glory to God. So we thank you for your patience. Amen. And while you're yet patient, amen, we pray that you, amen, reached out to invite someone else to come to the line. Glory to God, because truly we know that there is a blessing from the Lord on tonight. Looking for my blessing in the word of God. It's in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God on tonight, people of God, and we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Again, people of God, we want you to get your pencil and your paper ready. Glory to God, we are going to Franklin, Alabama. Amen. We're going to Franklin, Alabama. Glory be to God. Amen. By way of St. Peter's Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. There is a preaching preacher over there. Amen. Who loves the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God for, amen, Pastor Matthew Davis on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to, again, get your hearts ready. Get your heart prepared to hear what the Lord was saying to us, his people, on tonight. Amen. God bless you. Present to some again and present to others Pastor Matthew Davis.
Hear you now. You have the platform.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. It's a blessing to be here on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We do give God praise and glory and honor. Amen. For being here on tonight. Amen. The devil thought he was going to stop something, but I tell you, God has a plan. I am excited about tonight for being here, and I'm so grateful that I have been asked to come, amen, and to share with you on tonight. Let us pray real quick. Father God, it's now in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this night. This is a night we have set aside for your people, and because of that, God, we bless your name. We give you praise, glory, and honor now. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, we bless you right now. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Tonight, as I was looking into the word of the Lord, after dealing with the word on today and seeking God for a word for his people, amen, after giving God a word for his people, amen, praise the Lord, and God was giving me a word to give to his people, and I was so excited about this word because we are living in this particular time. Amen, praise God. And tonight, I want to speak with us very briefly from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Amen. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. And my little topic tonight that I want to build this message around is, I can't stop now. Amen. Praise God. We know that even in the time in which we're living, amen, praise God, we are dealing with a pandemic. We are dealing with killing on every hand, and but praise God, because of the need that we are in now for the word of God, we as saints of God, we can't stop now. Amen. Praise God. No matter what may come our way, amen, no matter how the enemy may come after us, amen, we that are born of the Spirit of God got to know tonight that we have hope in Christ. Amen. Praise God. And this hope that we have, it makes us not ashamed. So tonight, praise the Lord, I want to encourage us tonight. Hey, we can't stop now. Others may stop by the wayside. Others may give up. But we've got to understand, amen, praise God, that we as saints of God, we have something within us that will not allow us to stop. Amen, praise God. And it says here in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Praise God. Amen. Praise God tonight. I want to say tonight, it says, who shall separate us? Who shall depart us? Who shall call us to go in an opposite direction from the love of Christ? Amen. Praise God. We know tonight that the love of God is the best thing going on in our life. And cannot afford to allow, amen, the enemy to separate us, amen, to cause us to walk away in a time such as this from the love of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And I know that we are living in, as I foresee, a pandemic, and the Bible says it shall trouble. Will we allow tribulation to separate us? Amen. Praise God. We as saints, we use the tribulation. Amen. Because ever since we've been in the body of Christ, Satan has been throwing things after us, has been calling, amen, things to come our way to try to stop us. But, amen, praise God, the God in us keeps us going. So tonight, amen, Paul was saying here, are we going to allow tribulation to come? If we cannot bear the storm, if we cannot go through this hour, amen, praise God, we cannot make it. So we cannot allow tribulation. I want to encourage you, praise God, that, amen, tribulation going to come. Amen, tribulation going to come. But I want to remind us tonight that God is greater than any tribulation that can come our way. Then Paul went on to say, shall distress. Many tonight are in distress because of the pandemic. They're worried about jobs. They're worried about food. They're worried about this and that. But guess what? We as saints of God, we don't have to worry. For David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, not his seed begging bread. Amen. So even if, you know, we are saints of God, don't get me wrong now. We are not machoism, but we also have things that come our way, but we know who to go to. When problems come our way, we know to whom to turn to. So we cannot get distressed over this or over that. Yes, it's important, saints, that we follow the order. Amen. Now, I want us to say that no one's to know tonight. Don't go out talking about, well, I'm saved. I ain't got to wear no mask. I ain't got to, God, don't keep me. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. We must follow instruction as others, but not fall into distress. Amen. Pray God shall persecution. Yes, we are persecuted on every hand, but yet not despondent. We are persecuted. Amen. Saints of God are always being persecuted. Why? Because we do not walk as the world walks. We do not see life as the world sees it. We do not live life as the world lives. So because of that, we are persecuted. Amen. Praise God. Famine. Amen. Praise God. Who knows? We could be headed for a famine. The way things are going, amen, there could be a famine coming in the land. But we know, praise God, our life is more than meat. Amen. Praise God. But our life is to meet the will of God. Praise the Lord. We have to meet the will of God. We can't let famine and these are nakedness. Amen. A pearl, a sword. I'm reminded of what David said. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So guess what? We don't have to worry. Just stay in the will of God. Amen. Praise God. Just stay in the will of God and do what God said. Amen. Praise God. Don't fool yourself, saints. Amen. Praise God. We hurt. Yes, I admit the fact. We hurt. We go through. Amen. But I come to tell you tonight, amen, praise God, don't give up on your brother. Amen. Because, let me tell you why you shouldn't give up on your brother. Because, praise God, if we stay in God and God stay in us, amen, praise God, no good thing will he withhold from us. Amen, praise God. So we got to realize tonight that, amen, listen, don't count me out. Amen, because God has another move to make. Amen, praise God. Don't count us out. Amen, don't count God out because the kingdom going to have another move to make. And when we stay in Christ, we can't give up now. We have come too far from where God has brought us. And I want to remind us tonight that God has not brought us this far to leave us now. I encourage you, saints of God. Amen. Praise God. But in order to get what God got, you got to do what God says. Amen. We can't be walking around here, amen, out of the will of God and doing things that's not befitting for the building of the kingdom of God. We've got to walk circumspectly. We got to do what God say do, because the Bible declares that we must be the first partaker. Amen. Praise God. We've got to live this word. Amen. Praise God. And I will remind us tonight that he said in his word that all, amen, praise God, amen, all things are working together for the good of those that love God, which are called according to his purpose. Let me say this tonight. Amen. Praise God. I said to the church on Sunday, praise God, when the Bible said all things, he mean all things. Amen. So praise God. Let me tell you something. If you love God, no matter what you are going through with, no matter, hallelujah, Jesus, how God, oh, thank you, God, no matter what you're dealing with, if you love God, amen, it's working for you good. I want to remind you tonight, it might not feel good. It might not look good. Amen. He didn't say everything looked good. He didn't say everything felt good. But I declare, the word of God declares that all things are working. Are working. It's working. Amen. Praise God. Going through tribulation, it's working. Going through a famine, it's working. Going through distress, it's working. It's working for our good. We got to realize if it's working, it's a process. We got to go through a process as things work for our good. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes the process will bring pain. Sometimes the process will bring loneliness. Sometimes the process will bring trouble. But guess what? It's working. Now, the question is, what are you going to do? Ah, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. What are you going to do during the process? Amen, somebody. Amen. What are you going to do? He said it's working, W-R-K-I-N-G. He didn't say it had already worked, but it is working, which means it's a process. It's a process. So guess what? In the process, wow, it's work. What are you going to do, saints of God? What are you going to throw in the towel? Are you going to get upset and walk away? Are you going to, amen, pray God, feel like the pandemic going to take you out? No, it's working for your good. And I want to remind us tonight, as it's working for our good, we've got to ask God for some patience. My God, sometimes, saints of God, we lose our patience. But we got to be patient, because if you lose your patience, you're going to try something else. And whatever else you try, if it's not God, it's not going to work. Amen. Praise God. So as this thing is working for our good, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. As it's working for our good, let me tell you something. You be patient. You stand still. You know that God is, amen, working things out for your good. I said to somebody on Sunday, amen, yes, I remember when the Hurricane Irene and Hurricane Katrina, all those storms came. Amen. Praise God. And people were panicking. They were afraid. Amen. But the saints of God, we had to know that it was working. Amen. Why? Because somebody during that time, amen, needed a roof on the house. Come on, somebody. Somebody needed a roof on the house, but they were not able to buy a roof. But because of the storm, amen, praise God, that really took off the other few shingles that were still hanging on, amen, you was able to get a new roof. Amen. So guess what? That's going to work for your good. Amen. Praise God. I want to remind you again. Amen. Even in this pandemic, amen, praise God, saints have gotten a chance to sit down, or should have gotten a chance to sit down and spend some quality time with God. You can't say I'm busy now. You can't say I don't have time now. You got all the time you need, amen, praise God, to hear from God. Amen, praise God. And even in this pandemic, amen, just a few days ago, some of us got $1,200. It's working for you good. Amen. Somebody got $1,200 plus $600 for your kids. It's working for your good. So you just got to be able to shout in the midst of the storm, for you realize the storm will pass over. That's why I keep telling you, I can't quit. Amen, praise God. We can't let nothing separate us from the love of God. If you love him, stay with him. If you love him, do what he says. If you love him, then love one another. For the Bible says, how can you say you love God whom you've never seen, but then you hate your brother who you see daily? If you can't help him, don't you try to harm him. Amen, praise God. So I'm saying tonight, amen, praise God, we can't quit. We have come too far from where God has brought us from to give up now. Thanks to God, we got to brush up ourselves. We got to clean up ourselves. Quit complaining. We complain more than the world do. God, we scared more than the world. God did not give us a spirit of fear. Amen. A love, joy, peace, and a sound mind. Amen. If your mind ain't sound, you ain't got no peace. You need peace in God. Amen. So, amen. Praise God. I don't walk around being afraid, because I know my Redeemer's draw now. Amen. Praise God. I said to him on Sunday, my God, praise God. I told him, now, as we sit in the car, look back at the building. When you was in there, you wouldn't do right. Hallelujah. When you was in there, you wouldn't live right. Come on, somebody. I said, look at the building now. Amen. Praise God. When you was in there, amen, praise God, you wouldn't do what God said do. Amen. Praise God. When you was in there, you was hypocrite in there. When you was in there, you was backsliding in there. When you was in there, you was lying on folks in there. Amen. I can imagine God saying that. He said, ain't that I can imagine. God said, I'm tired of this. Get out of my house. Shut my door. Amen. Go home and get your business right. Amen. Praise God. Go home. Amen. Praise God. And do what you're supposed to do. Amen. Go home and fall in love with me at your house, since you couldn't do right in my house. Amen. Praise God. So I bless God tonight for that. Amen. Praise God. That's when we all had to go home. Not only did the member have to go home, the preacher had to go home. But amen. But God, I just feel in my heart, amen, that we shouldn't even let this separate us Amen. For he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. My God, my God. And I got a joy out of that word because you know what he said? He didn't say it's the world. Come on, somebody. He didn't say it's the world. He said, if my people. Amen. So what tells me, this tells me that the problem in our society is because of the peoples of God. We are professing, but what do we possess? Are we possessing what we're professing? Amen. Praise God. It's easy to cry, holy, but are we living it? Are we living it to the max? Are we doing what God said? Are we living the word day by day? Are we walking the epistles of God? Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, if my people who are called by my name, I keep telling you I can't quit. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, my God, come on, saints, you're too high-minded. My God, we're too boastful, we're too proud. But I hear God say, humble yourself. Amen. Go home and humble yourself. If my people will humble themselves, seek my face. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't seeking the world. I ain't seeking folks. I'm seeking God. Because you know why I ain't seeking folks? Because they don't have full control over their own life. Without God, you can't do nothing. Without God, you cannot control your own life. But I hear him say, if my people, he called it for his people, the saints of God, he called it for his people. Amen. The men of God. Amen. The prophet, the bishop. Amen. The pastor, the evangelist. He called it for us. Amen. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my faith. Praise God. Don't be so proud. God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Humble down, saints of God. We've got to humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God. If we humble down, seek his faith, then he said, not only seek my faith, but turn from your wicked ways. And I found out, my God, that God got some people with some wicked ways. Amen, amen, amen. I said, God got some people with some wicked ways. Because he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my faith, pray, and turn from their wicked ways. Somebody said to me the other day, said, Pastor, my God, I've been praying, but it seems like ain't nothing happening. I said, yeah, you just did part of what you said. That's why ain't nothing happened. Amen. Praise God. You can't do what you want to do. Amen. He said, first of all, you humble yourself. You praying, but you ain't humble. Come on, somebody. He said, seek my faith. You praying, but you ain't seeking. Amen. Praise God. He said, then turn from your wicked ways. Amen. Praise God. We got to turn. We got to seek. We got to seek the face of Jesus. Seek the face of God. Amen. While we have time. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If we do these things, he said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. The land is sick because God's people will not do what God said do. Amen. Praise God. It's all right for me to shout. It's all right for me to speak in tongues. But it ain't all right for me to walk right here and don't live right. My God, my tongue speaking ought to classify with my walking and my talking. My God, where am I in Christ? I'm talking about, I'm not just talking about in the church. I'm talking about in my home. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about in my house. Am I living holy in the house? Am I walking holy in the house? Am I treating my wife holy in the house? Do I treat my children holy in the house? Amen. God, I know your words. Amen. Praise God. You ain't hot and you ain't cold. Amen. Because you looped you out of my mouth. I feel the Holy Ghost even in my house in the night. Come on, somebody. Amen. I keep telling you. Amen. Paul told the Romans. Amen. Who gonna separate me? Praise God. He's been too good to me. Amen. Praise God for me to allow anything. Amen. To separate me from the love of God. Amen. Praise God. Who shall separate me? Nobody. Don't let nobody separate you. Don't let nobody stop you. Amen. You got to station yourself. You got to position yourself in order to stand in this hour. My God, my God. You got to turn your TV off. Amen. Praise God. It's okay to hear some news, but you better read your word. Because the strongest news you can get is in the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I'm saying tonight, whatever you do, saints of God. Amen. I'm so glad to be on here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God you serve. Amen. God had a word burning in my belly all day today. He said, tell my people. Amen. Praise God. I'm calling for them. Amen. I'm calling them out of these dry places. I'm calling for them. Amen. We got to hear what God is saying. Amen. We've got to hear what God is saying to the church. For the Bible says that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. Amen. We want to hear what the news is saying to us, but we already want to hear what God is saying. What God is saying to us. And I hear Paul say here in verse 5 and verse 36, he says, as it is written for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. Amen. Praise God. Thanks to God. We are killed all the day long. Amen. Praise God. We are as sheep counted for the slaughter. Amen. That's what it says. Amen. We are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep Brother Saul, you know how he feels. He's humble. He's humble. Amen. Praise God. And when you be humble in God, when you sum up to God, when you be humble in God, amen, the world, amen, will consider you as being a sheep for the slaughter. Amen. Praise God. They find the slaughter, but if God be for us, amen, who in the world can be against us? Amen. But I heard, my heard Paul said here in verse 37, amen, amen, even though tribulation may come, even though saints distress may come, even though, saints of God, persecution may come. Amen. Praise God. There may be a famine. Now, I want to remind you, all the famine, they're not just for physical food. They're going to become a famine for the word of God. You're going to desire to want it and can't want it. Oh, yeah, we got folks not want to go to church, but they wouldn't go when they, amen, praise God. But I want to remind you, God still got a way. My God, he loves us so much. Even though he shut the doors of the church, of the building, amen, praise God, that's still in the way. Look at us tonight. Amen. God still sending out his word tonight. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I want to say tonight, if all these things shall come before us, amen, the tribulation, the famine, the nakedness, the peril, the sword, if all these things shall come before us, and we are killed all the day long as a sheep for the slaughter, I want to tell you something. Verse 37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. Saints of God, I want to say tonight, we're not just a conqueror. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we are more than a conqueror. We are more than a conqueror through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. My God, are you persuaded tonight that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor being present, nor being to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise God. We can't let it stop us. We can't stop now. Amen. No pandemic can't stop us. Amen. Praise God. No famine can't stop us. No nakedness can't stop us. But we are going to go forward in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. This is the word of God. Amen. Praise God for the saints of God, for the peoples of God. The Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. Amen. Praise God. So glad to have all you out tonight. Amen. Praise God. Listening at the voice of God through his servant. And I want to say tonight, God is calling. Amen. God is calling. Amen. He's calling for those that don't know him. Amen. He's calling. He's saying, come unto me, all you that are labor, and I'll give you rest. And I want to say tonight, amen, praise God, that you that may be listening that don't really know Jesus in the department of your sin, but I want to come to let you know tonight that, listen, Jesus, the Son of God, amen, he gave his life that you may live. Amen. I wouldn't let this harvest pass, amen, without letting Christ bring salvation to my heart. Amen. And
Jesus, just as you are. Amen. Praise God, somebody.
about it. What a mighty God we serve. So I want to say to you, amen, praise God, won't you come on to Jesus? Won't you come on? Won't you come on? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. If you want to come to it, hallelujah. I ain't going to say if you want to, I cause you need to. Amen. Please take it from me. I'm telling you this because I love you. I appreciate you. And I don't want you to be lost. It's our responsibility. It's our job. Amen. To seek and to say that which is lost. And I'm crying out to you tonight. I'm crying out to you tonight. Amen. I don't care where you are. Hallelujah. I'm crying out tonight. Come, come. Come, come, come. Whatever you're doing, just come. Don't worry about it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm still, you ain't going to do up everything tonight. Amen. I'm still giving up. Still come on to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. If you're here, come to Jesus. Amen. If you're here, amen. Come on to Jesus tonight. Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen. 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 On tonight. Glory to God. Bless him. Amen. And it's Emmanuel. Glory to God, you have the platform. Take your phone off mute, man. I'm going to tell you all.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God that we have heard. Amen. This was such a timely, befitting message for the church and for each one of us tonight. Amen. Letting us know, do not allow anything to separate us from the love of God. Don't let nothing come between you and your God. And truly, we're living in a day where the enemy's trying. Amen. He's doing all kinds of sorts of things, amen, to wear the saints of God out. But it's up to us to make the amen up in our mind that we refuse to be separated from the love of God. Amen. Tonight, if you're going through some things, amen, as the preacher said, first of all, if you're on the line, if you know that you don't have your business fixed, if you know that you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, amen. This is the first step. Amen. Is getting connected with Jesus. Getting connected with Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. He died for you tonight. So, amen, if you're on the line, amen, and you know that you know you need the Lord, and you know that your soul is not right, but you want to come boldly, amen, to the throne of grace tonight. Amen. We extend, amen, salvation unto you, amen, this moment. Amen. Is there anyone, amen, on the line that wants to receive the Lord as your Savior tonight? Preacher said God is calling, and surely God is making an altar call every night, giving us time. But, amen, time is drawing nigh, and time that knows us now will soon know us no more. So we can't just keep putting off and putting off. Amen. Today is the acceptable day of salvation. Amen. Is there one tonight for salvation? Amen. If not, amen, we praise God for the opportunity, amen, for salvation to be extended unto you. Amen. There's, amen, we just don't have no excuse. We have no reason. God has made it so plain. What more can he do? Amen. You got to do the next step. You got to come. Amen. He's standing there with his arms stretched open, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But it's something you have to do, like the preacher said. You must come. Amen. So we praise God for, amen, salvation being extended tonight. Amen. Amen. At this time, do we have any special prayer requests? Amen. Maybe, amen, you need some. Amen. We're all going through something. Amen. But come to Jesus. Amen. That God can help us and help us to stand. Amen. Not only to help us to stand, but God wants to carry our burdens. Cast all your cares upon him. Amen. For he cares for you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Any special prayer requests tonight?
Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Gwen. I would like to request.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, this is Gwen. How you doing, man of God?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, this is Gwen. I would like to request prayer for Mother Reed's continued strength and for Beverly Murray. She has COVID. She's been out of work with COVID for at least a month and a half, and she's just trying to get back right from that. For all the ladies at the Work Release Center and my strength in the Lord, please and thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Mrs. Gwen. Amen. We will be praying for you. Amen. Amen. And all the other prayer requests. Amen. That you, amen, stood in the gap for tonight. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I would like to ask prayer for Melvin Jr. and his brother Van Darius for COVID.
Okay, what was the names again?
Melvin Jr. and his brother Van Darius.
All right.
Thank
all right,
you.
We will be praying for that. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless. Anyone else? Amen. Special prayer request? Amen. If not, amen, we're going to take these prayer requests up before the Lord. Amen. Whatever your petition is, spoken or unspoken, amen, just have the faith and know that God is able to meet your need tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for this hour. We thank you, oh God, for this prayer meeting. We thank you for allowing your people to come together in the name of the Lord just one more time. Father God, we gather in your holy name. We gather in your righteous name, oh God, just to receive from you, oh God, just to yield ourselves before you under the mighty hand of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that you, oh God, look on us right now. Oh God, touch us one by one and name by name. Oh God, everybody listen on the phone, God. Those, oh God, that are not saved, we pray that you will save them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, break every chain, destroy every yoke tonight. Every stronghold that's holding them bound. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, liberate your people tonight. Oh God, reclaim every backslider. Oh God, you know them that are yours tonight. You know them that are on the line tonight. You know those that need salvation. Oh God, we know that you're able, Lord. We pray that you would deliver them tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, your hand hasn't stopped saving. Your ears haven't stopped hearing. Oh God, but you're waiting to hear our cry. You're waiting to hear the cry of your people tonight. David said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you are saved, Lord, saved in this land, God, save this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. You came to seek and to save that which was lost, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the lost souls of men everywhere. Oh, God, we pray for them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever they may be, God, wherever they may be, God, we pray that you will reach them, God. Oh, God, penetrate their heart. Break up their heart tonight, God. Bring them unto conviction, God. Bring them unto repentance tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's our family members, whether it's our neighbors or coworkers, Father God, whoever it is tonight, God, we pray that you have mercy on them before it's too late, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, work a miracle tonight. Transform somebody's mind. Transform somebody's heart, God. You said you would take out the stony heart, and you would give us a heart of flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we believe you for a miracle. We believe you to do it tonight, God. Work signs and wonders, miracles to follow, in the name of Jesus. You told your people, you said, in my name shall they cast out devils. Oh, God, you said they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If they have committed sins, it shall be forgiven them. You are forgiving God tonight. You are able to do all things, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for restoration. We pray you restore. Restore your people, God, back to their place in you. Oh, God, send reconciliation. Send reconciliation tonight. Bridge the gap tonight, Father, where sin has come and destroyed us, where sin has come and separated us from your love. But, Father God, we ask you tonight, oh, God, to bridge the gap. You are the mediator between man and God, between God and man. You're standing in the gap tonight. You're waiting to intercede for us. You're waiting, oh, God, to intercede for your people, in the mighty name of Jesus.
but we know not what we are to pray for. As we are, have spirit, make it intercession for us. We're groaning that cannot be uttered. Oh, Lord, we don't have the words to say. Oh, God, hear our groan tonight. Pity every groan tonight, Lord. Sometimes the load gets heavy. Sometimes the burden get hard to bear, and Lord, sometimes we're even too weak, just to call on your name, but pity every groan tonight, oh Jesus, hear your groan tonight, Lord, hear the groan of your people tonight, oh Jesus, you know how much we can bear, Jesus, oh Jesus, the load gets heavy sometimes, burden of the heart to bear, God. But Lord, we look to you tonight. You are our strength tonight. You are our very present help in a time of trouble. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We are persuaded tonight. We are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord Jesus, we're sure tonight. We are persuaded in our own minds that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you have the way, you have the way up, you have the plan of salvation, in the mighty name of Jesus, you know how to bring us out, you know how to deliver your people, you know how to deliver the godly, out of temptation, oh Jesus, look on the prayer request tonight, those that say they need a prayer, oh God, whether they pray for themselves, or whether they pray for somebody else, you know the need tonight, oh Jesus, don't let us leave the same way we got on this line, don't let us get off the same way, but Lord, we ask you tonight to touch with your finger of love, touch us tonight, Lord, touch our heart, God, touch our minds, encourage our hearts tonight. Oh, Jesus, you know the afflictions of your people. You know every affliction tonight. You know the thing that's vexing our souls tonight. You know the things that are trying to hinder us from serving you tonight. But Lord, move the stumbling blocks out the way. Move every stumbling block tonight. Oh, Jesus, let your people go free tonight. That they may serve you in the beauty of holiness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now that you look on your servant, God. Look on your woman servant tonight. Oh, God, look on Mother Reed. Oh, God, she's your servant. Her life is in your hand. Oh, God, you made her. You know all about her. You know her feeble body. You know how frail we are, God. But, Lord, you know everything about us tonight. Your eyes are on the sparrow, and I know you watch over us. Well, Jesus, if you see the little sparrow, surely you see us tonight. Well, Jesus, we're going to breathe on tonight. Continue to strengthen her body. Continue to make her everywhere whole. Well, Jesus, you say, can these bones live? Yeah, they can live. You cause the bones to live. Dry bones in the valley, you cause life to come into those dry bones. Well, Jesus, you're still the same God to perform miracles. You did it before, you can do it again. You did it way back then, you can do it today. Well, Jesus, you haven't lost no power. You're the same. You say you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You say you change not. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Mother Reed tonight. We pray for her recovery. We pray for strength. Strengthen her body. Give her courage tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak over the woman of God. We speak life into her body. We speak strength into her body tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Well, God, she's in your hands. Happy with her life, oh God. You get the glory out of her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Help us to remember God now. Help us to remember God why the evil days draw not. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we want to put you first. Oh God, remember me. Oh God, remember us. When it come our time, Lord, remember us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, continue. Continue to have your way. Oh, God, look on Mr. Murray. Look on Miss Beverly Murray. Oh, God, who is to God? Recuperate from COVID-19. Oh, God, look on Miss Murray tonight. You know all about her, God. You know where she is. You know her condition, Oh, God, her life is in your hands, You know what to do, You know how to do it, You know when to do it, Our timing is not your timing, But, Lord, You know what's best, You have the perfect timing, To do what it is you need to do, In the mighty name of Jesus, All we got to do tonight, Is just trust you, Lord, We trust you with our whole heart. We may not be able to trace you. We may not understand how you're going to move. But all we got to do is just trust you, Lord. It's the old Lord that we put our trust. Never let it be put to confusion. Well, Jesus, you told us to rest. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Well, Jesus, you told us to commit our way unto you. And you shall bring it to pass. We commit tonight. We commit our way to you. We commit our thoughts to you. Well, Jesus, we know you're going to bring it to pass, just as you said you would, because you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you shall repent. You said it, shall know you not do it. Well, Jesus, you're going to perform your word. Perform your word tonight, God. Oh, glory be to God. Perform your word, Jesus. Oh, God, you're going to get the glory out of every situation. You're going to get the glory, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of the outcome. You're going to get the glory. All glory is yours. Be glorified tonight, God. Be glorified in us. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in your son. Be glorified tonight, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on these other souls, God. Oh, God, that deal with COVID-19, Oh, God, look on, oh, God, look on Mr. Darius, Oh, God, look on Mr. Junior, Those that are going through COVID-19, We rebuke that spirit of sickness, We rebuke that spirit of COVID, Oh, God, we curse it tonight, We denounce it, We send it back to the bottomless pit, Go back from whence you come from, In the mighty name of Jesus, You have no dominion over us, You have no dominion, Over our bodies, Over our health, over our strength, over our life. We denounce you in the name of Jesus. You cannot and will not have us. We belong to God. From the crown of our head down to the sole of our feet. We belong to God. My body belongs to God. My soul and body belongs to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we rebuke. Oh, God, COVID right now. Oh, God, we denounce it. We declare victory over it. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. If we live right and pray on, we shall overcome someday. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this is the confidence we have. This is our faith tonight. Our faith dictates to us that we shall make it with the help of the Lord. Our faith tells us tonight that we shall overcome every trial, every tribulation. We shall overcome. because we're more than conquerors, huh? Through him that loved us, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Yes, you will, huh? Yes, Lord, huh? Yes, Lord, huh? We may be going through the fire, huh? But yes, Lord, huh? We may be going through the flood, huh? But yes, Lord, huh? Yes, you will, huh? You're going to bring us out victorious, huh? You're going to bring us out, huh? Oh, God, it's pure gold, huh? Tried in the fire, huh? But we shall come forth, huh? At pure gold, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Oh, that men will praise the Lord. Oh, that men will praise him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember your people tonight. Oh, God, encourage the hearts of your people. Encourage the minds and the souls of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. We come too far to turn around. Oh, God, we can't stop now. Neither can we give up. You've been too good to us. You've done so many wonderful things for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we can never forget you. We will never forget what you have done for us. Oh, God, even look on my coworker, God. Look on Miss George tonight. Oh, God, look on Miss Sherry Reed, God. Even as they grieve, oh, God, over their loved ones, we pray that you will strengthen them and keep them. Oh, God, take them through. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless their home, bless their families. Oh, God, move the sickness in their family tonight. Oh, God, we believe you for strength tonight. We believe you to touch their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for your speaker that has come forth this night to declare your word. Oh, God, allow us, tell us to allow nothing to separate us from the love of God. Father God, we take heed to your word tonight. We apply your word to our heart. Oh, God, bless the man of God, wherever he may be right now. Bless his going out, bless his coming in. Oh, God, bless his home, bless his family, bless his ministry, whatsoever he endeavors to do in your name. We pray that you, oh, God, bless it. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we believe you for great things we kind of done. Oh, God, we thank you for all things. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. My Lord, I tell you this word on tonight, even as the man of God said, it's so befitting for where we are right now. Amen. And we just bless the Lord. Amen. For this word, Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, this word was something else. Amen. Calls us to make us think. Glory be to God. It comes to purify us. Amen. Comes to, amen, take out all of those things, those ways that are not like him. And glory to God, he builds us back up again. Amen, Jesus. Because we surely, amen, in this hour can't let nothing separate us from the love of God. Amen. We're in that critical time in life, people of God, and this is why we're here. This is why we're continuing to move forward. Amen. So that somebody might hear the word. Glory to God. They might hear the word with their heart, not just with their ears. Amen. But with their hearts and come yielding. Amen. I yield. Amen. Glory to God. So much is going on in the earth. Thank God, amen, that we won't let any of this stuff separate us from the love of God. Our relationship has to be intensified. Amen. We must be intentional about everything that we are doing, people of God. We must be intentional. Amen. And we must, people of God, amen, we got to, as the man of God said, we got to stay in the will. We got to stay in the will of God, amen, not our will, but we must endeavor to stay in the will of God, amen. That's the safest place, people of God. That's the safest place because there's so much deception in the earth. There's so much confusion in the earth. Glory be to God. And some of these things will cause people, amen, Jesus, to go after, amen, to go after those things, those superficial things, amen, that don't make any sense. Those superficial things that come to draw you out of the will of God. But people of God, as the word of God has come on tonight, We cannot afford to let anything, glory to God, let nothing separate us from the love of God. Amen. And the scripture declares, if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. Amen. So if we love him, that requires action. Amen. Glory to God. We got to do. Amen. Glory to God. Not just with our lip service, glory to God. Amen. But it's in doing. Amen. It's in doing what the Lord has commanded us to do. So we thank the Lord again on tonight, people God. We do encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Get a copy of the broadcast. The man of God said so much tonight. He says tonight to help us to get it right. And we want you to, amen, get a copy of it and listen to it again. Amen. And you'll find yourself saying, did he say what I thought he just said? He said it. Amen. He said it. He was speaking to the church, to the people of God. Amen. We have got to get it right. Amen. We got to get it right. We got to get it right with God. Amen. And get it right with our fellow man. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him again for this word. Thank him again for the man of God. Amen. Jesus, Pastor Matthew Davis. Amen. We certainly do pray that we can get him back. Amen. But realizing, amen, Jesus, as we've already stated, amen, a lot of churches are back in and trying to get the people, amen, back in place and in position. So we understand that. We get that. Amen. But we thank God, amen, that he's given us the wherewithal to be able to capture this precious word as it's coming. Amen. As it's coming, glory be to God. And just people of God, I'm telling you, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. He said it then. He spoke it then. Glory to God. He spoke it, amen, Jesus, at the beginning of this broadcast. And people of God, he means it right now. Amen. Amen. You see how this word is so befitting for right now? Glory be to God. That's fresh word. That's fresh manna. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Again, we encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. We'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. You can certainly text and get a copy of the broadcast. And for those that are listening, amen, via, amen, internationally, you can get a copy of the broadcast as well. If you're unable to download it on the radio, you can certainly text us via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Send us a note. Amen. Just drop us a line. Let us know that you would like to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. Again, there was so much that was in it, so much that was ringing. Amen. So much that we need. Glory to God. So much that we need to, amen, let this light, let the light, let this word shine upon us. Amen. And get into the recesses and the cracks and the corners, glory to God, of our heart. People of God, we don't want to get before Christ with residue, with spots and wrinkles, amen, in our garments. We don't want that. Amen. This is why we're here. Glory to God. Amen. Getting cleansed, getting scourged. Amen. Glory to God. So that we can be kingdom ready. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. People of God, do get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. Listen to it. Listen to it. Glory to God. Send it out to a couple of people. Amen. Send it in a group text. Glory to God, to let somebody hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And the word will do the work all by itself. Amen. So we thank God again for you, each and every one. People of God, God bless you. God bless you. We again want to thank you for coming. Amen. Thank you for coming out to be with us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray that you got something on tonight. Something on tonight to bless your soul. Something on tonight to encourage you to go ahead. Amen. Something on tonight, people of God, that you can look at. Amen. Look into, glory to God, and let this word look into you. Amen. But God bless you again on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you again on tonight. And Glory to God. We're going to ask our own Minister Emmanuel if he would come and bless and close us out on tonight. People of God, we want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Do come back tomorrow night. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God, because truly, amen, there's more, amen, from where this has come from. God bless you on tonight. Minister Emmanuel, you have the platform.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Once again, amen. We thank God, amen, for you. Amen. Thank God for your obedience, amen, to the voice of God and for your faithful servant. You're continuously, amen, night after night, your endeavor to, amen, do God's will. Amen. And like she always said, amen, we're doing what we have to do to reach the lost souls at any cost. It's a sacrifice, but it's worth it all. Amen. And then, and everything that we do, amen, everything that you here, it will be a witness against you in the day of judgment if you don't accept the Lord as your Savior. So we bless God tonight for, amen, the word of God, for the man of God. Thank you once again, as is forestated, each one of you for your patience. Amen. Let's look to the Lord tonight. Trust God. Amen. Let's take our burdens to the Lord. Amen. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Amen. You don't have to wrestle with it tonight. You don't have to be, amen, you don't have to be tossing and turning tonight. But you can rest in the Lord tonight, knowing that God is going to handle every one of your cares. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night. We thank you, oh God, for everything that's been said and done. We thank you for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. We thank you for courage. We thank you for strength. We thank you, oh God, impacting our lives, oh God, empowering us, oh God, with your word. Let us know that we can make it with your help. Father God, we pray that you will continue to look on your people, those far and near, even our listeners on Blog Talk Radio, even by Facebook, even those that are calling from international. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless every listener from state, from city to city, from country to country, from nation to nation. God, you be glorified. We exalt you. We lift you up on high. Oh, God, we declare your name. We declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you. Oh, God, we depart from this line, but never from your presence. We pray that you would be with us. Keep us as we slumber and sleep tonight. Oh, God, you said when you see the blood, you will pass over. Father God, see the blood tonight, oh, God, and pass over. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, stay the hand of death. Spare your people. Oh, God, give us more time, oh, God, just to, oh, God, set our house in order and make it right with you. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you. Oh, God, until we come again at that point in time and hour. And, oh, God, we bless your holy name. We love you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Look to the Lord and trust him. Take him at his word. He won't never fail you. We love you. Amen. God loves you best. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m., we see you then. Be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.
God bless you.
Home in and on, that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask or think, but fall into the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, be faithful. Look, somebody else, be faithful. Y'all ready?
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.